Tomorrow, September 11th, and for many, the memory of the tragedy 2 years ago is still fresh. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with the writer Jen Shreve, who says Americans are actually developing a new way of mourning, in part because of the events of September 11th, 2001. Here's Karen.
What caught your eye about the notion of memorializing someone on a T-shirt, and why is this so really, really different from how we've normally mourned in this country?
What caught my eye about it was, I think, my first knee-jerk reaction to it. I saw a T-shirt memorializing a young girl that was killed on the evening news, and I thought, that's so tacky. It's a T-shirt, you know, it's something you throw away. And the idea of using it to memorialize something just seemed totally wrong. A memorial should be lasting. But the more I started to probe and think about it, I became really surprised by what I learned. We've lost the ability to wear mourning clothes. We don't wear all black for a year like people used to do, and we don't often, you know, throw ashes on our face. I mean, there's all these different ways that people used to express their grief through what they wore and how they looked. And I thought the T-shirt all of a sudden became this very neat and interesting and unique way to both express your grief and also personalize it.
Now, when it started, it seems to me that the trend came from people who were very young and or on the margins of the economy. Here in L.A., for instance, there are often T-shirts for kids who were killed in street violence. Were you seeing the same thing, or did this just transcend economics?
My understanding is that it did start out among the African-American community in the West Coast, but I've also been hearing from the East Coast that it was happening there at the same time in the late 80s, early 90s. And it was a way to, memorialize people who had died suddenly, usually from gang violence, either a gang member or someone who was maybe caught in the crossfire.
So this whole business of memorial T-shirts originated as something regional, it sounds like, on both coasts. Now it's a national phenomenon. So what was the turning point that turns this regional trend into something national?
I believe it was September 11th that really took this small trend and made it a very national thing. After that event, almost immediately you began seeing people wearing T-shirts, memorializing people they had lost. All over, people were wearing, maybe New York Fire Department or New York Police Department shirts and American flag shirts. And all of these T-shirts were referring back to this terrible event, this horrible loss that everyone had suffered, either personally or, you know, just by being an American and being, you know, someone who watches the news and was feeling the pain and wanted to participate in some way in that massive grieving that went on following that event.
Now, Americans are famous for not really being able to cope with death, or not in this century anyway. We all want to think, you know, we're going to live forever. We don't want to think about what we need to do in order to prepare ourselves for death or what's going to happen when we die. So why wouldn't the idea of wearing a dead person on your chest creep people out? It doesn't seem to.
Oh, I think it does creep some people out, you know, including me at first, because it seems so inappropriate. And it does seem creepy and it does seem weird. I think people want to embody their grief, and they think they want to make it public. And I think we live in a culture that really loves personalization and really, making what's happened to you very uniquely yours. And I think putting the photograph on the T-shirt does all of these things. So it is a strange thing, but it is a way of keeping that memory alive, more so than, you know, a stone in a grass plot.
I suspect there are going to be a fair number of memorial T-shirts that, if not worn, at least get pulled out and maybe caressed on Thursday, September 11th.
I think you're probably right.
Jen, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jen Shreve is an author and essayist who's writing a book on how modern society deals with death. She came to us via member station KQED in San Francisco.
And that interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. For Jen Shreve's article on memorial T-shirts, go to Slate.com.